friends, welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I know that your English will improve today. Well, my name is Rebecca. Have you ever felt like someone was manipulating you? Or have you ever felt like you couldn't say no to someone? If so, today's lesson is just for you. We are continuing our lesson from yesterday called Our Need for Boundaries. We already learned or started learning about boundaries, but we still have more to learn. There's a couple of questions I want you to think about. What do people with healthy boundaries do? What do people with healthy boundaries do? And what don't people with healthy boundaries do? Okay, friends, open up your magazine to today's lesson and let's talk about boundaries. Come on, let's go.
Our Need for Boundaries. People with healthy boundaries say no to others without fear of rejection. Can be told no without taking it personally. Speak or act in a calm manner in their own defense. Take responsibility for their behavior, emotions, and ideas. Make healthy, independent choices even when others criticize their decisions. Separate their own thoughts and feelings from those around them. People with healthy boundaries do not tolerate abuse. Blame others for their own decisions. Say yes to everything in order to please others.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们来看 defense 这个不可数名词。第一，这个字首有离开的意思。Fence 这个字根有打击的意思，所以 defense 是指防卫或防守。如果是英式的英文，会拼成 defence。例如 ，Every year the government spends a lot of money on national defense。每一年政府都会花大笔的经费在国防上。或者是 Lily's brother came to her defense when the boys tried to bully her。这些男孩试着要欺负 Lily 的时候，哥哥就过来保护她。继续我们看的是 tolerate 这个动词。tolerate 是指忍受或宽容。例如 ,only Brenda's husband can tolerate her bad temper。只有 Brenda 的先生受得了她的坏脾气。tolerate 后面也可以加上动名词。例如 ,the school doesn't tolerate cheating。Students are expelled if they are caught. 学校完全不容许作弊，学生如果被逮到就要被退学。
Okay, so Gabe, earlier I asked a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the question, what do people with healthy boundaries do? And now we're about to answer that question.
Yes, we are, because the answer is...Right here in our lesson.
Well, that's what I mean. We're about to talk about in our lesson.
Good.
Yes.
People with healthy boundaries, and then there is a list of things, okay, that describe people with healthy boundaries. So The first one is, people with healthy boundaries say no to others without fear of rejection. So it's not just about saying no to others, but it's saying no to others without fearing that they will reject you or not like you.
People with unhealthy boundaries are unable to say no. Let's say, for example, someone asks you to do something and you really don't want to do it. So you say yes, because you're afraid that if you don't say yes, they'll never ask you to do anything again. That's not a healthy way to live life.
Right. So you want to have healthy boundaries. Say no when you need to and don't fear anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the next one, Rebecca?
Well, people with healthy boundaries can say no without taking it personally.
Oh, can be told no, right?
Yes, they can be told no. So, for example, let's say you ask someone to do something and they say, no, you know, I'm sorry, I'm busy. People who do not have healthy boundaries will take it personally.
Hmm.
And they'll think, oh my goodness, what is wrong with me? they said no to me.
That's a good point that you brought up, to take something personally. Mm-hmm. If you take something personally, then you think, oh, what is wrong with me? I did something wrong. Okay, so you interpret something as against you, and so you're offended by it or upset by it. So, for example, when do you take something personally? Maybe if there was an event and you weren't invited, you might take it personally, right? But maybe there was a good reason. Maybe it was just for some certain people, and so they didn't invite a lot of people. So don't take it personally.
Well, you know something? Maybe they just forgot.
Yeah.
Maybe they just forgot to invite you. They intended to, but they didn't. So please, please, don't take things personally. Or let's say you wrote a paper and then you had a friend read it, and they offered their opinion on how you could improve the paper. Don't take it personally. They're just trying to help. You know, Gabe, that actually reminds me. I was actually one of those people that would take things personally, especially when it came to my writing.
Oh, really?
Like papers I would write, and my mom would read it, and then she would offer ways or offer her opinion as to how I could improve. I would take it so personally. Mom, you didn't like my paper. I can't believe you didn't like my paper.
But your mom was just trying to help.
Right.
And she would do the same thing for everybody, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Well, friends, I take things personally sometimes. You know, sometimes you have to look at the situation. Maybe you do need to take some things personally, but don't take other things personally, okay? People can tell you no, and if you don't take it personally, that's a good thing. Maybe you have healthy boundaries.
Okay, well, let's go on to the next item on our list. We see speak or act in a calm manner in their own defense.
This means that if you need to defend yourself, okay, and speak for yourself, that you're calm about it. You don't get angry when you're doing it. Because sometimes people, when they say, no, I didn't do that, and they get really angry. But no, if you have good boundaries, you know how to speak about these things without getting too upset.
And that actually reminds me of the next point on our list. Take responsibility for their behavior, emotions, and ideas. So maybe you do get kind of upset about someone, about something, and then someone approaches you and says, hey, you know, I don't really think you should have acted that way. You take responsibility for your behavior. You don't blame somebody else for the way you acted.
That's right. People with healthy boundaries also make healthy, independent choices even when others criticize their decisions. People in leadership are going to experience criticism no matter what, right? So don't worry about what other people think. And people with healthy boundaries can separate their own thoughts and feelings from those around them. Now let's talk about people with unhealthy boundaries, Rebecca.
And this is the answer to our second question. We see a list of things, and yes, this list is the answer to the second question I asked earlier. First, people with healthy boundaries do not tolerate abuse. And this could be physical abuse and verbal abuse. So even just the words that people speak, they do not tolerate that. Of course, they don't blame others for their own decisions, and they do not say yes to everything in order to please people. They are not a people pleaser.
People pleaser. Yeah. Are you a people pleaser? This reminds me of that movie that Jim Carrey was in called Yes Man. He said yes to everything because he was a people pleaser.
And just because you say yes to something does not mean it's a healthy thing. As a matter of fact, it could be very unhealthy if you're saying yes to everything and you don't know how to say no.
That's true. Well, hey, this lesson is in the form of a list.
Right.
I wonder what Steve and Ken have to say about this in the Info Cloud.
Most often found in magazines and on blogs, listicles are articles made up of lists of facts, tips, examples, or quotations based around a common theme.
That's right. Listicles have been around for decades, but the word itself, a blend of the words list and article, is much younger.
Sometimes listicles are written in a ranked countdown format, meaning the author is making a judgment about what he or she is writing about.
For example, if there was a listicle, top 10 beaches in Mexico, the last beach mentioned at the number one position probably would be, in the author's opinion, the best beach.
People love listicles because they're easy to read and digest.
So they're great for people who are too busy to read lengthy articles and for people who have short attention spans.
Well, if readers love listicles, publishers love them even more because they know if they include a listicle on a magazine cover, sales will go up.
I'm sure you've all seen listicles vying for your attention from the magazine rack at the local convenience store. Things like 5 worst foods to eat before bedtime or 10 ways to lose 5 pounds in 2 days.
在忙碌的工商社会，有一种文章特别受到读者的青睐，那就是 listicle。listicle 这个字是由 list 跟 article 所结合成的，字面上是目录式的文章，其实所谓的文章充其量只是一个带着叙述的清单，上面列出很多不同的重点。listicle 以条列式的排版，让读者能够在最短的时间掌握住文章的重点，对没有时间阅读的人来说可以说是一大福音。但如果你要的是深入的分析报道或优美的词藻， listicle 恐怕会让你失望。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次节目中见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, if someone tells you no, do you take it personally? Are you able to take responsibility for your own actions? Do you say yes to everything that everyone asks you to do? Well, these questions have to do with boundaries. Do you have good and healthy boundaries? We're learning with a lesson that is in the form of a listicle. Yes, it's a list of healthy boundaries. What do you do if you have healthy boundaries? And what should you not do if you have healthy boundaries? Let's continue right now. Yes. Yes, don't say no.
Our need for boundaries. Manipulate others. Act like a victim when things don't go their way. Feel responsible for others' happiness. Sacrifice their own plans and dreams to please others. Blame themselves when someone hurts them. Open doors. A life without boundaries is like a house with the doors left wide open. Anyone can walk in without an invitation and do whatever they like. Personal boundaries are just another way of saying, please knock first and respect the rules of the house.
OK, 接下来我们看 get one's way 这个动词片语。get one's way 是指为所欲为或者是随心所欲。例如 only little kids get mad when they don't get their way. 只有小孩会在无法予取予求时发火。或者是 Bruce always gets his way because he's the baby of the family. Bruce 因为是家里最小的，所以他总是要什么就可以得到。最后我们看 sacrifice 这个动词。Sacrifice 是指牺牲。例如 the teacher sacrificed a comfortable life to teach students in remote villages.这个老师牺牲舒适的生活去教偏远村庄的学生，或者是 many mothers choose to sacrifice their careers to take care of their children. 许多母亲都选择牺牲自己的事业来照顾孩子。Sacrifice 也可以当名词，例如 the firefighter's sacrifice touched many people. 这位消防队员的牺牲感动了许多人。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so let's continue talking about what people with healthy boundaries do not do.
Okay.
So, we already learned that they don't blame others for their decisions. They say they do not say yes to everything to please people, and they do not manipulate others.
Hmm.
Yesterday we talked about that word manipulative,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, manipulating other people. People with healthy boundaries do not do this. And they do not act like a victim when things don't go their way.
Okay, well, let's mm-hmm. talk about that sentence for a little
okay.
while. First, a victim. In Chinese, you might say, 受害人 or 受害者. Someone did something bad to you and you feel like a victim, right? Well, let's talk about this phrase, to go your way. Now, this means that it went exactly how you planned. So, the idea is people with healthy boundaries do not act like a victim when things don't go their way or things don't go as they had planned or wanted.
Right. So, here's another example as to how you can use that phrase. When things don't go her way, Sandy tends to get a bit upset. So she has the tendency to plan things a certain way. And when things don't happen that way, she gets upset. Do you think she has good boundaries or bad boundaries?
And she has bad boundaries.
Yeah, I think she has unhealthy boundaries.
She's got unhealthy boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, friends, we continue here.
Right here, people... With oh. healthy, yes?
Go ahead.
You want to be hero complex?
Hero complex.
Hero complex. Okay, well anyway, we read that people with healthy boundaries do not feel responsible for others' happiness. And that reminds us of the phrase that we just mentioned, hero complex.
That's me.
That's you?
I'm afraid so.
What do you mean, that's you?
Okay, well, someone with a hero complex
mm-hmm.
tries to solve everybody's problems. They try to make everybody feel happy and satisfied. And if they know somebody who's not happy, they want to be there to solve that person's problem. Like Superman. You know, Superman can solve everybody's problems. He is a superhero. Well, some people feel that they have to be that, too.
Hey, Dave, is that why you like being Super Sentence Man for Let's Talk in English?
Let me tell you.
Yes?
Super Sentence Man is a true superhero, and he can solve your every English problem.
Every English problem. Mm-hmm. I'll remember that.
Yes.
Well, you know something, Gabe? It's really not healthy to have this hero complex or feel responsible for other people's happiness because you can't change other people. The only person that you can change is you yourself. You can't make other people happy.
Okay, that's a good thing to remember.
Yes.
Friends, do you have a hero complex too? I hope not. Well, let's continue here at the last paragraph. We see a good analogy here. Open doors. A life without boundaries is like a house with the doors left wide open. Anyone can walk in an invitation and do whatever they like, even without an invitation.
And personal boundaries are just a nice way of saying please knock first and respect the rules of the house. Well, you know what's really fun, Gabe?
What's up?
Right now it's time for an SE challenge. Yes!
I said so much.
For today's SE challenge, we found a very special player. Can you tell us your name?
Lois.
Lois. So, Lois, are you excited about the SE Challenge?
Of course I am!
I love the excitement. Well, today's SE Challenge is all about, well, we have a question for you. Let me tell you what the question is. So, the question is, when is it important to have boundaries?
Ooh, yes.
Ooh. Wow, that's quite the question.
Yes, it is. It's quite a big topic, actually, because boundaries are so important to have in life.
Wait, Gabe. Can Lois answer the question?
Oh, okay.
Well, he's given me a little more time to think about my answer, and I think you need boundaries.
Yeah, like in the morning. Oh,
in
that's what you meant.
Yeah.
That's what you meant, right?
Well, you need boundaries in many areas of life. So what kind of boundaries do you feel like you need in friendship?
Well, maybe you need to tell them that they can't call you in the morning as your alarm clock because they don't need to reach you at 5 in the morning and finish talking to you at midnight the night before.
Wait, hold on, Lois. Have you actually had someone call you at 5 in the morning and as late as midnight?
I can tell you it was not me because I am never awake at 5 in the morning.
Well, I think some people have depended on me maybe a little too much in my friendships, and they have taken advantage of my time. Yes.
Well, that actually leads me to the next question. What are some boundaries that you have?
Well, I do have days that I block on my calendar and I just say, no, you can't call me that day.
That's an excellent boundary. Well, friends, why don't you take some time and think about this question. When is it important to have boundaries and what boundaries do you have? And of course, make sure you join us next time for the SC Challenge. We'll see you then.
And make sure not to call me at 5 in the morning either.
Yes, right, and midnight.
Miss Christina, can we talk more about boundaries?
Sure. What do you want to know?
What do people with healthy boundaries do?
They say no to others without the fear of rejection.
Oh, okay.
And they can be told no without taking it personally.
And
speak or act in a calm manner in their own defense.
Anything else?
Yes. They take responsibility for their behavior, emotions, and ideas.
Oh, that makes sense.
They also make healthy, independent choices.
Even when others criticize their decisions?
Yes. And they can separate their own thoughts and feelings from those around them.
What do people with healthy boundaries not do?
Good question. They do not tolerate abuse.
Good for them.
And they don't blame others for their own decisions.
Do they avoid saying yes just to please others?
That's right. And they don't manipulate others.
Anything else?
They don't act like a victim when things don't go their way.
Oh.
And they don't sacrifice their own plans to please others.
I see.
And they don't blame themselves or feel responsible for others' happiness.
Okay, I get it. I'm going to aim for healthy boundaries.
Good for you. Now, go home. You need to think about some things.
Okay. Bye, Miss Christina.
Goodbye. So, do you have healthy boundaries?
I
sure hope so.
Hope so.
Yeah, well, friends, we will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.